Did you hear that Elon Musk had secret twins with an executive at his company? Yeah, you should use that sound effect. This, you're going to need it a lot during this story. Because here's the thing. He has 9 children now in total.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my dun-dun-dun?
There you go.
So he's got 9 kids. Now let's review some of his children for a second, because this is leading somewhere. This isn't just gossiping about Elon Musk. This is actually something that we need to talk about. Not really a game show, but...
I guess to him it is.
Okay, so he has 9 kids. He has Vivian, who is the one... I think Vivian is the one who just... denounced him. I think Vivian is the one that decided that she wanted to have nothing to do with him anymore. That wanted it. She's now Vivian Wilson. She took the name Musk away.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the 2 kids that he has with Grimes.
C-3PO
and with the one that they call X and the other one that they call Y.
Mm-hmm.
Another kid named Griffin. Another kid named Nevada. Damien, Kai, Saxon, and now he's got these twins that we just found out about, right? I think he's got 10 children. I said 9, but I think he has 10. And then he's also... and he's also the father of Amber Heard's baby.
No.
Did you know that?
I had no idea. Yeah, I thought she had dogs. I didn't know she had kids.
She has a daughter with Elon Musk. Remember, they were together briefly, but now we've learned that they weren't together. I think she took it to be more than it was, but he has, I don't know if he has, but people are saying today that he has a breeding kink.
What is that?
Okay, so of course, as soon as I heard that, I had to do a deeper dive into it, because I thought if we're going to be talking about Elon Musk having 10 children with, I think, 8 different women, 9 different women, however many women... So, okay, so the breeding kink is an intense sexual attraction to the idea of getting pregnant or getting somebody else pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because it's actually having a moment right now. There's this whole thing on TikTok of people that are into it. Like, there's a whole subsection of TikTok of people that consider themselves breeder kinkers, breeding kinkers. There's a WebMD article on breeding fetishes.
Mm-hmm.
There's an entire genre of horror movies and documentaries that have been coming out over the past couple of years. Seriously.
That's a horror movie. 10 kids, horror movie. That's scary as hell.
Well, no, about unethical fertility doctors secretly fathering hundreds of kids.
Oh, yeah.
So we've seen documentaries about that, and that's also a subject of horror films. And that's all related to the breeding kink. But this is even... right. Now... But if you look at Elon Musk, here's what he tweeted just today.
Mm-hmm.
He said, doing my best to help the underpopulation crisis. A collapsing birth rate is the biggest danger civilization faces by far.
He's got a point, but he doesn't need to repopulate the world with his sperm.
Well, why not him?
I'm trying to figure out who has more kids. Does he have more kids, or Nick Cannon, Alec Baldwin, or Eddie Murphy?
Ooh, okay. So Alec Baldwin, I think she's pregnant again. So Alec Baldwin has a total of 8 kids.
Is that pre-new wife, too?
No, he only had Ireland.
Oh, okay.
And then he and this new wife, I think together they have 7 kids, and now maybe they're 8, so maybe he'll have 9 kids once they're done. Nick Cannon has 10 kids.
Eddie Murphy has 10, I think.
He doesn't have the most. Isn't there like a football player that has like 15 children?
Number 1, Clint Eastwood.
How many he got?
He has 8 children.
No, please.
Yeah, that
Elon Musk is half his age, and he already is a 10.
Eddie Murphy, 10.
Right.
Shaquille O'Neal, he's got 5. That's That's nothing. Mia Farrow, it's got 14.
Well, that's a little different because Mia Farrow only gave birth to like two. The rest are adopted. Not that I'm, listen, adopted children are children. That's fine. Which we're talking about the breeding fetish. So the idea is getting pregnant or getting somebody else pregnant. I'm not saying that Mia Farrow's children aren't her children or aren't legitimate. What I'm saying is this is about actually becoming pregnant. That's what the fetish is about.
James Vanderbeek has four daughters and a son. So that means he's got five.
Still not enough.
Not enough.
It's great. Not enough.
Madonna's got six.
But only, again, I think she only has one, maybe two that are biological.
Mm-hmm.
Two biological and the rest are adopted. Again, great. Happy they're adopting. These are people with resources that can give kids that would have had a really shitty life a fantastic life, like a better life than you and me and anyone listening. But I'm talking about this breeding fetish where people have this desire to get somebody else pregnant or to become pregnant themselves.
The Nick Cannon thing.
So then the next thing that Elon Musk tweeted, this is a whole thing that he has going. USA birth rate has been below minimum sustainable levels for 50 years. And then he put the Wall Street Journal total fertility rate chart up.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, watch the opening scene of Idiocracy. I love that he gets us. When I ask my friends why they're not having kids yet, very few are, it sounds exactly like the movie. And it's all the Idiocracy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he keeps having children with all these different women is very interesting. Because he has the resources. This is just a classist thing. Because if you're a billionaire, you can have as many kids as you want with as many women as you want, and nobody judges you. In fact, they look at you and go, oh, that's awesome. You know, you're going to give all these kids a better life than I am living right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have everything they've ever wanted. They're going to have education if they want it. They're going to have a place to live, food to eat.
Water, food, clothes. They have everything they need.
Right. But if you look at somebody who's like super poor and doesn't have a lot of money and they have 10 kids, people judge them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are you doing having 10 kids if you can't afford it? Do you know what I mean? So this is such a classist thing. Not that I'm saying Elon Musk shouldn't be having kids, but the conversation today is, does he have a breeding fetish? Because he does keep getting random women pregnant. You know, the people that you're judging, they at least have 10 kids with usually the same person or a couple of different people.
Mm-hmm.
He's literally having two here, one there, two here. Think about it. He's weird. He's a weird guy. Like when you hear him talk, he's very smart, but he's like really odd.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the last two kids he had, he gave them these weird ass names that they now just call them X and Y.
Yeah, so he's breeding 10 hymns. Weird.
Although the twins he had with this executive, first of all, he had the twins in November. We're just finding out about it now because I think it was the insider. Somebody did like a deep dive into legal documents where he's on the document as the father, and they uncovered this. So this was like, this isn't new information for him. This is just new to us. She gave birth in November. Look how long it took us to find out.
And it was somebody that worked for him.
Yes, I wonder if he approached her and said, listen, I really believe in repopulating the world. You are beautiful and smart, and I think you have good genes and good genetics, and I think you and I together could have great, the kids can be, you know, superstars. And I will pay for everything, whatever you need. I will pay for those kids. And I'm sure they drew up documents and it's all legal. You know, if he got Amber Heard pregnant, he's got to know that he had to draw up some legal, serious legal documents with her because she's fucking bananas.
I wonder what kind of people think that far ahead. Like, I want to help repopulate the world because in 50 years, there's not going to be enough people. I don't think past my own life.
Right.
So I'm thinking in 10 years, I could care less. Let the world go to hell. I don't care.
Right.
But there's people like him who want to better the world, and good for them. But I don't understand it.
I don't know that it's about bettering the world. I think it's totally, it's one thing. Listen, if you love somebody and you want to have children with them and you want to raise children because you truly love children and want them to have a nice life, that's very different. But the idea that you, it's your job to repopulate the earth, that's just narcissism. Mm-hmm. More you. If you're so into repopulating the earth, there's a lot of people out there and women out there that are infertile and go to fertility clinics. Why don't you go pay for them to have babies? Why do you have to be the one to keep fucking hundreds of women and having as many kids as you possibly can just because you're a billionaire and you can afford it? That's what I'm saying. It's such a classist thing. Like, if he didn't have money, would he still feel that way?
He might be a bigger narcissist than you.
Yeah, he is. Surprisingly, he is. And the interesting thing about his narcissism is that he's got the money to back it up. Mm-hmm. He's made so much money that he can't spend it in one lifetime. So part of it is you've made all this money. Listen, he came from money. It's not like he's not one of these guys that like Bezos or who was I reading about today?
Bill Gates.
Not Gates, but there was somebody else that was talking about like how they came from nothing and now they've made it.
Mm-hmm.
It was some celebrity was comparing himself to Bezos and saying, yeah, you know, I came from nothing. That's not Elon Musk. Elon Musk came from money. But he's made more money than he can spend in a lifetime. So what is he doing to protect his money? Having children to make sure that money goes towards his family members. God forbid it goes towards, you know, us peons or the great unwashed.
Mm-hmm. Well, he can save money because one of his daughters doesn't want his money. So there you go. He can split it 9 ways, not 10.